Unit 2, Lesson 1, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。 1. Listen to the sentences and match them to the right pictures below. 选出与你所听到的句子内容相符合的图片。
1. The foreign visitor is asking the way to the Shangjiang High-Tech Park.
2. Turn right at the T junction. It's the first building on your left.
3. We can use the underpass to cross the street.
4. Take the overpass at the roundabout. It's on the corner.
5. Turn left at the crossroads. You will find it on your right.
2. Listen to the short dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你所听到的对话与问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Excuse me.Where is the number 96 bus stop?
On the other side of the street. It's near the post office.
How far is it from the school?
About 10 minutes walk.
Question. Where is the girl going?
2. Where are you going, Linda?
To the school library. I want to borrow some English storybooks.
I like reading storybooks too. I usually read interesting stories on the net. We can borrow books from the internet libraries.
On the net?
Yes. We can access many of the world's top libraries.
Question. Where does the boy usually borrow books from?
3. Excuse me. Can you tell me the way to the nearest bookshop?
Sure. Walk along the street for about 5 minutes and turn left at the traffic lights.
Is it far?
No. It takes you about 10 minutes to walk there.
Question. How far is the nearest bookshop?
4. Nicholas, why did you leave your first school?
Because I was not interested in colouring the pictures and playing with the toys at school.
What's your hobby?
Playing the violin. It's very interesting. I play it every day.
Question. What's Nicholas's hobby?
5. Miss Stone, may I have your email address?
For sure.It's stonegreen@yahoo.com.au.
My father bought me a new computer last Sunday, and I have access to the internet.
Good. Have you got your email address, Xu Yang?
Yes, it's yangyang@online.sh.cn.
Question. What's Miss Stone's email address? 6. Do you want to be a teacher?
No, I want to be a doctor.I want to make sick people better.
Question. What does the boy want to be?
7. Are you going to school by bus?
Yes, I am.
Where do you work?
I work in an office.
Question. Where does the woman work?
8. Mr. Zhang, you look so tired.
I'm so busy these days. And I have to work 6 days a week.
Why?
I have got a new job in a computer company.
Question.Why does Mr. Zhang look so tired? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
The ladies' club always has a meeting every Friday, and someone comes to talk to them about important things. After that, they have tea.And ask questions. One Friday, a man came and talked to the club about food. There is not enough food in the world for everybody, he said. More than half of the people in the world are hungry. And when they get more food, they have more babies, so they never stop being hungry. Somewhere in the world, a woman is having a baby every minute, day and night. What are we going to do about it?One of the ladies said, well, why don't we find the woman and stop her?
4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentence below.
听对话并完成下列句子。
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like 4 tickets to New York.
Certainly. When would you like to fly?
On the 25th of next month.
25th of June? Let me see. I'm sorry, we don't have any planes on that day to New York. What about the 23rd?
June the 23rd? That's okay. What's the flight number?
Flight number? It's CAAC 803.
CAAC 803. What time does it leave?
It leaves Shanghai at 14:45.
That's 3:15 in the afternoon, isn't it?
That's right.
Does it stop anywhere?
Yes, it stops in Tokyo.
What time does it get to Tokyo?
At 16:30. Then you will wait there for about 1 hour. It leaves Tokyo at 17:30 and gets to New York at 7:10.
I see. Unit 2, Lesson 2, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分,听力. 1. Listen to the sentences and match them to the right pictures below. 选出与你所听到的句子内容相符合的图片.
1. The taxi is faster, but expensive.
2. The motorcycle is my father's favorite means of transport.
3. They took a train to and from Beijing for their last winter holidays.
4. Li Hong goes to school by light rail every day.
5. Let's go by coach. It's cheaper and safer, and it's very convenient.
2. Listen to the short dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你所听到的对话与问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. When will the party begin?
7 p.m. Let's meet at 6:40 p.m., shall we?
Sorry, what time? Could you say that again?
6:40 p.m.
That'll be fine. See you then.
Question. When will they meet?
2. What kind of flat would you like, Feng Feng?
I'd like our flat in a high-rise, so we can have a better view. What about you, Mom? I think shopping is the most important. It is better if our new flat is near supermarkets or shopping malls. What's Father's opinion? He likes the new flat near light rail station or bus stops.
Question. What kind of flat does Feng Feng's father like? 3. My old flat was very small. It had only 2 rooms with 56 square meters.
How about your new one?
It has a big sitting room with 36 square meters, and I have got a study too.
How large is your study?
It's 14 square meters.
Question. How big is the boy's sitting room?
4. Are you going to plant trees for the tree planting day, Ming Ming?
Yes, there are 4 groups in our class. Group 1 and Group 2 will plant trees in the school garden. Group 3 will look after the trees under the viaduct.
Is Mr. Wang going with you?
Yes, he'll join our group. We're going to plant trees in the housing estate in front of our school.
Question. Which group is Ming Ming in? 5. What does your mother do, Mary?
She is a nurse. She works in Shanghai Hospital.
My mother used to be a nurse, but now she is a doctor.
What do you want to be in the future, Peter?
I want to be an engineer, like my father.
Question. What does Peter's father do?
6. What does this sign tell us?
It tells us directions.
Where can we see this sign?
At a country park.
Question. Where can we see this sign? 7. I'm going to visit my grandpa in Nanjing by plane.
Enjoy your time there.
Thank you.
Question. How is the man going to Nanjing?
8. Today is May 13th. Tomorrow is my birthday. I'd like to invite you to my birthday party tomorrow, Mary.
Thank you, Tom.
Question. When is Tom's birthday?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Miss Green is very fat. She weighs 100 kilos. So one day, she went to see her doctor. The doctor said,
You need a diet, Miss Green, and I have a good book here. The doctor gave her a small book and said, Read this small book carefully and eat the things on page 11 every day. Then come back and see me in 2 weeks. Miss Green came again 2 weeks later, but she wasn't thin. She was fat. The doctor said, Do you eat the things on page 11 of the small book? Yes, doctor, Miss Green said. The next day, the doctor went to see Miss Green. It was supper time. Miss Green, the doctor said, Why are you eating potatoes and bread? They are not in your diet. But, doctor, Miss Green said, I eat my diet at lunchtime. This is my supper. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentence below.
听对话并完成下列句子。
Hello, is that Kate?
Sorry, she is out now. This is Jim. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. This is Mary. Alice, Joan and I are going to have a picnic in Century Park on July the 10th.
Good idea. When are you going to leave?
At 6:15, and we will meet at the school gate and go there by bus. We hope she can go with us. Please tell her to bring some food with her and not to be late.
Unit 2, Lesson 3, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen to the sentences and match them to the right pictures below.
选出与你所听到的句子内容相符合的图片。
1. You must not drive in.
2. We can park our car here.
3. I don't think we can put our bicycles here.
4. I'm sorry, I can't drive fast because there is a school on the side of the road.
5.We must wait for the green light to cross the street.
2. Listen to the short dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话与问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. May I ask you a few questions?
For sure. Go ahead.
Where is Xiamen? Is it in the north of China?
No. It's in the southeast of China.
Question. Where is Xiamen?
2. Bob, is your uncle younger than your father?
Yes, my uncle is only 20 years old. My father is twice my uncle's age.
Question. How old is Bob's father?
3. Excuse me, does the number 23 bus go to the City Museum?
I'm afraid you're going the wrong way. You have to change to a number 16 bus and get off at the People's Square.
Thanks.By the way, how long will it take to get there by taxi?
About 15 minutes.
That's great. I think I'll take a taxi there.
Question. How will the man go to the museum?
4. Julia, how did you come here?
By underground. What about you, Tom?
By light rail. But Suzanne came here by taxi. She took the elevated highway.
Question. How did Tom come here?
5. Do you know the 5 prize winners at the computer science contest?
I only know the tallest boy of them. His name is Lee Gan. He's 13. He does well in all subjects.
Did he take part in the maths contest?
Yes, he did. About 20 students took part in it, and he won 2nd prize.
Question. How old is Lee Gan?
6. Good morning. Can I help you?
Morning.I want to borrow a book on how to find a new job.
Well, I think you can find one over there.
Question. Where are they?
7. Where do you like to live, in the city or in the countryside?
I'd rather live in the country because of the fresh air and the wider space.
Question. Where does the man like to live? 8. What's your favorite outdoor activity, Eddie?
I like to play basketball very much.What about you, Jane?
I like to go swimming in summer and go skiing in winter.
Question. What's Eddie's favorite outdoor activity?
3.
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Hopkins lives in the country and works in an office in the city. One day he got into his car and drove straight to the office. He locked his car and started to go into the office. But then he turned around and went back to his car. I've locked my keys in the car, he said to himself. Just then a car stopped behind him. It was his good friend, Mr. Bruth. So Mr. Hopkins said to Mr. Bruth, Would you please tell my wife to bring her car keys to me? Not at all, said Mr. Bruth, and drove away. While Mr. Hopkins was waiting, he walked around his car and tried the other door. It was not locked. He locked it quickly before his wife came.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentence below.
听短文并完成下列句子。
Thanks for your letter. I'm very happy that you can come to my birthday party this Sunday. Now I will tell you how to find my house. You can come here by car. Drive along Happy Road, then turn right into New Street. First, you'll find a white building on the corner on your right. That's the sports center. Opposite the sports center, you'll see a bookshop. The blue tall building on your left is the New Century Hotel. Between the hotel and the bookshop, there is a big football ground. Go past the hotel.You can see a cinema on the corner on your right. Then turn left into Park Road. Turn left again into High Street. The City Library is on the right. Next to the library is our school. My home is in front of the school.
Unit 2, Lesson 1-3A, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分听力1Listen to the sentences and match them to the right pictures below. 选出与你所听到的句子内容相符合的图片。
1. We took the double-decker bus because we wanted to see more of the city.
2. We must use the zebra crossing to cross the street.
3. Jack is helping Mr. Green to find Zhangjiang High-Tech Park in the map.
4. We mustn't cross the street between cars.
5. Jack saw a traffic accident on his way to work this morning.
2. Listen to the short dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话与问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. Julia, may I borrow your bike? I'm going to Forest Park.
It'll take a long time to get there by bike.
Do you know which bus goes there?
Number 40 bus. But why not take the light rail? It's much faster.
Good idea.
Question. How will the boy go to Forest Park?
2. What are you doing on the computer, Ling Ling?
I'm emailing my cousin in Beijing about our new school.
How old is your cousin?
She's 5 years older than I. She was born in 1985.
Question.When was Ling Ling born? 3. Who teaches you English, Li Hui?
Mr. Smith. He is Australian. He came to China many years ago.
When did he begin to teach you?
About 2 years ago. But he will go back to Sydney next Friday.
Are you going to hold a farewell party for him?
Yes, that's next Monday.
Question. When will Mr. Smith go back to Australia?
4. Is the school bag Tom's, Jack?
Which one?
The one under the desk, just beside the green one.
No, Tom's is not yellow and red. His is blue. It's Mary's.
Question. What colour is Mary's school bag?
5. Why are you in such a hurry?
I'm going to have an English test. It'll begin at 1 o'clock.
Don't worry. You've still got 20 minutes.
Question. What's the time now?
6. Do you want some cola?
No. I used to drink too much.
But it is not good for us.
Question. What did the girl used to drink? 7. I have started saving up some money.
What do you want to do?
I want to buy a present for my mother. Her birthday is coming.
Oh, what a good boy.
Question. What is the boy going to do with his money? 8. How do you go to school every day, Kitty?
I used to walk there, but now it is far from my home, because I have moved to a new flat.
Do you take a bus or a taxi?
I usually take a bus.
Question. How did the girl go to school before?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mary's mother was nearly 70. Mary and her husband wanted to give the old lady a nice birthday present. She liked drinking tea very much, so Mary bought her a tea-making machine on her birthday. Before you go to bed, put the tea and water inside the machine, she said to the old lady. Then, when you wake up in the morning, your tea will be ready. After a few days, Mary's mother made a phone call to her and said, It's a wonderful machine, but there's one thing I still don't understand. That is, why I have to go to bed to make the tea.
4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentence below.
听对话并完成下列句子。
Dear Park, I'm writing to you about our school art festival. We held it in our school hall on Friday, May the 10th. It began at 1:30 and lasted 2 hours. We put on many performances. There was a short play, a group singing, a dance, and some other interesting items. We started the performances with a group singing by the teachers. It was really attractive. The most exciting item was the acrobatic show by Senior 2. Our school also invited some parents to the festival, and they put on a short play. It was very interesting. We enjoyed every minute of it. I liked the dance by Junior 1 best. It was very wonderful. The festival ended with the headmaster's closing speech. What a wonderful time we had. Yours, Susan.
Unit 2, Lesson 1-3, B, Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen to the sentences.And match them to the right pictures below.
选出与你所听到的句子内容相符合的图片。
1. Walk to the traffic lights. The school is on the corner on your right.
2. Turn left at the T junction. It's opposite the school.
3. Peter is planning to go to Hong Kong with his parents by air.
4.The driver and the passengers in the car have to wear safety belts.
5. We must use the footbridge to cross the street.
2. Listen to the short dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话与问题，选择最恰当的答案。
1. I hear you are going to Hong Kong during the summer holidays, aren't you?
Yes.I want to take a plane there with my parents. We'll start on July the 27th and come back on August the 3rd.
Question. How long are the family going to stay in Hong Kong? 2. What's the time now, Mary?
It's 8:45.
Oh, I must hurry. The meeting will begin in 30 minutes.
Question. When will the meeting begin?
3. Good morning.I'd like to book 2 tickets for the Palace Museum. How much are they in all?
That's 100 yuan.
All right. By the way, when does it open?
It opens from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Question. How much is 1 ticket for the Palace Museum? 4. Hi, Rose. You look tired. What's the matter?
It was very hot last night, and I never closed my eyes.
You should have a rest now.
Question: What happened to Rose last night?
5. Would you like a cup of coffee, Sue?
Yes, please, but no sugar in my coffee.
What would you like, shrimp or meat?
I like meat better. I don't like seafood.
Question: What would Sue like to have?
6. Hi, Tony. Where are you going?
I'm going to Century Park. Would you like to go with me?
I'd love to, but I will have an English exam tomorrow. Have a good time.
Question: What is the girl going to do? 7. Would you like to have some cakes, Jane?
No, thank you. I don't like cake very much. I'd rather have some dumplings.
Okay. Which dumplings would you like? Salty ones with meat or sweet ones with beans?
Salty ones, please.
Question: What does the girl like to have?
8. Mike, we will have a drink festival tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to come?
Yes, of course. Why do you have it?
Because we want to raise some money for the SPCA.
Oh, what a good idea. What should I bring?
Some drinks you can sell.
Question: Why will they have a drink festival?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
When you are in England, you must be careful in the street because the traffic drives on the left. Before you cross a street, you must look to the right first and then the left. In the morning and in the evening, when people go to or come back from work, the streets are very busy. Traffic is the most dangerous then. When you go by bus in England, you have to be careful too. Always remember the traffic moves on the left, so you must be careful. Have a look first, or you will go the wrong way. In many English cities, there are big buses with 2 floors. You can sit on the 2nd floor. From there, you can see the city very well. It's very interesting.
4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentence below. 听对话并完成下列句子。
Excuse me, how can I get to the Shanghai post office?
Go straight ahead. Turn left at Sichuan Road. The first building on the left is No. 1 Hospital. Beside it is Pu Guang Middle School. Opposite the school is a fast food restaurant. Go on walking and go across Beijing Road. You will see a cinema on the corner on your right. Then go across the bridge. You will see Bank of China on the right. The Shanghai Post Office is just opposite the bank. It's on your left. You won't miss it.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.